On Press Pass this morning, Jim Fink of Business First looks at an emerging downtown restaurant row and highlights the star power of a long-standing figure on the Buffalo cultural scene. But first, he talks about hockey's greatest star, Wayne Gretzky. It was announced last week that Niagara-on-the-Lake will soon be home to the Wayne Gretzky Winery and Craft Distillery, a 15,000-square-foot attraction set to open in 2017.
This is the star power that Niagara-on-the-Lake wineries really need. You know, people think of Niagara-on-the-Lake as a Shaw Festival. They think of the Niagara region. They think of Niagara Falls. But this is a real drawing card for Niagara-on-the-Lake, the Niagara region. The ripple effects, no pun intended.
Gotcha.
The ripple effects will be felt, obviously, in Niagara-on-the-Lake. They'll be felt probably to a certain extent here in Western New York as well. Let's face it, Wayne Gretzky is an icon. Even if you casually follow hockey, everybody knows who Wayne Gretzky is. With all due respect to the other Niagara-on-the-Lake wineries, they may not know the name Inniskillen. They may not know the name Stratus or Jackson Triggs. You know, they're going to see the name Wayne Gretzky, 99 Wines. That is going to be the magnet that's going to really help draw tourists to Niagara-on-the-Lake, which will help expose the other wineries and all the other amenities that are there as well.
Well, while we speak of drink, let's talk of food as well. And it's interesting that something is occurring on a section of downtown Buffalo that maybe you drove down, but now people are stopping down there to eat, Ellicott Street.
It's become Restaurant Row. Last week, the Buffalo Planning Board gave approval to Richard Hamilton to open Deep South Taco. He's going to be right at Ellicott and Mohawk. Earlier in May, there was a new Cajun-style restaurant that opened on Toutant. You have Tapo. You have Big Ditch that finally opened officially last month. You have Marco's that opened on the Genesee Gateway, Doggy Style, Ocean on Washington Street. And this is all going back to the Queen City Hub plan that Buffalo Place and the City of Buffalo and UB devised 10-plus years ago to make downtown Buffalo live, work, play. Well, now you have Restaurant Row, which is certainly playing into the play part of it. And against the context, don't forget, in July, Buffalo hopes to award the development bid at 201 Ellicott Street for the supermarket project. So they're developing more critical mass along a street, Ellicott Street, that people had long forgotten about.
There's a star here in Western New York on the classical music scene, and that is Joanne Folletta. Maybe somewhat underappreciated to a certain extent. Maybe
I would say she and Donna Fernandez at the Zoo are probably two of the more underappreciated. If there were stocks, they'd be heavily undervalued in this region, which is a shame.
That being stated, though, her bosses, the people who run the BPO, do appreciate her.
Yes, they do. They just gave her a 5-year extension on her contract, so she'll remain the BPO's music director and principal conductor through 2021. In classical music circles, Joanne Folletta is a huge, huge, huge star. This will help the BPO in terms of stability with the musicians. There are people that will come to Buffalo to play with either as a permanent musician or a guest star because they want to work with Joanne Folletta. It'll help with their fundraising and friend-raising. She's a large reason that their endowment fund is now well over $30 million plus. But when she came here in 1999, it was well under $10 million. Mm.
Surprised, though, perhaps, that another orchestra hasn't come by to take her away?
I think it says a lot about her love of Buffalo and her husband's love of Buffalo. Certainly, I'm sure there are other orchestras that were earmarking her. There are certainly some major vacancies with current major orchestras. But this also puts the Buffalo Philharmonic in the top tier of national orchestras as well.
Jim Fink of Business First, thanks very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Thank you.